Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Gwynne Sykes, Chief Financial Officer of NASA. And joining us in our conversation is Steve Sika.
Thanks, Paul. Gwynne, can you give us an overview of NASA's fiscal year 2005 strategic plan, which is called The New Age of Exploration, NASA's Direction for 2005 and Beyond?
I certainly. Just to kind of set the tone or set the pace for what we're doing there, our plan basically reaffirms our commitment to achieve the goal for space exploration. And actually, we're characterizing or frameworking it around to advance U.S. scientific, security, economic interests through a robust space exploration program. And we've actually outlined five key national objectives, of which the first one is to implement and sustain an affordable human and robotic program to explore the solar system and beyond. Of course, our second one is to extend our human presence across the solar system, starting with a human exploration returning to the moon by year 2020 in preparation for human exploration on Mars and other destinies. That's pretty much what we talk about at NASA as returning to the moon, Mars, and beyond. And of course, our third objective is to develop innovative technologies, knowledge, and infrastructure both to explore and to support decisions about the destinations for human exploration, which is actually very key because space travel has impacts on the human body and the human capability. So the technology and the knowledge sharing around that is going to be key as we move to explore further out beyond our universe. The fourth objective, of course, is to promote international and commercial participation in exploration to further U.S. scientific, security, and economic interests. We've already built a staging box for that with the International Space Station, which we're about to complete, and we hope to have complete by 2010. And then our final objective, of course, is to study the Earth system from the space and to develop new space-based and related capabilities for this purpose, basically looking to be able to, at some point in time in the future, probably past 2020 or not in our lifetime, to actually colonize outside of the Earth's atmosphere, maybe back at the moon.
I think everyone in the NASA family was really encouraged by President Bush's commitment to NASA last year when he rolled out his initiative, A Renewed Spirit of Discovery, the President's Vision for U.S. Space Exploration. Can you talk a little bit about the goals of that initiative?
Again, that initiative is basically looking at our moon, Mars, and beyond. But the initiative is something that was quite needed for the agency. We haven't had the good genesis of the great push that we just got with the president coming back and telling this in January 2004. And I think it's been over 30 years. And now we have a renewed spirit amongst the individuals that work there, a renewed interest in the technology and the science and the scientific exploration associated with this new initiative going back to the moon and to Mars and beyond. Because before then, for the last couple years, we've been doing what we call the lower Earth orbit or exploration of just exploring at the lower Earth orbit. Now we're looking at the great beyond. The Hubble Space Telescope has basically given us great magnitudes of pictures of things that we have yet to explore and see. So now we're actually going to challenge ourselves to have the human presence when we go further. And as a NASA family, we have actually surrounded ourselves with this change. Of course, change is never easy. It's always interesting. But we actually implemented a couple things called the One NASA First or the NASA First Initiative. And that's where we actually went to the ground level out to the 10 different centers. And we got the unique individuals involved that says, if we are going to meet this exploration challenge, what are the things that we need to do at the grassroots level to make this happen? And as you can imagine, folks at the NASA level came up with all sorts of ideas and initiatives and things that we needed to change within the organization in order to make this work. And we have a forum by which we go and we have the dialogues, we call them transformational dialogues, with the individuals. And we challenge the center directors at each of the centers to actually take those things and incorporate those things and make sure that we're moving forward. So it's a grassroots level. So not only are we engaged actively within the NASA community, but because we are so energetic about it, it shares and it actually shows in what we talk about outside of the NASA community. So our external stakeholders are hearing and seeing the transformation, and they're buying into where we're heading, and we're getting great national support, internal and external.
Could you give us a sense of some of the ideas that were being described in these forums in terms of magnitude of change?
Some of them are relatively simple, like information technology sharing and partnering with colleges, academics, and commercial entities in order to develop new and emerging, out-of-the-box type thinking, science and technology, some things, you know, stretching the beyond, and recognizing maybe the individuals at that actual NASA center didn't have the technology, the skills, or the engineers to do that, but they looked to the academies, the schools, or other areas that are on the verge of some new technology and partnering with them in order to move forward. That's very new, and that was very grassroots. And then there are some things that are as simple as, even in my financial management area, of being able to have travel funds that they can expend in one pot versus another, which gives them, the managers, the flexibility, because we're operating in full cost, to say, do I really need the travel dollars or do I really need the procurement dollars, and being able to get that flexibility. So that was something that was brought up from the grassroots in operating in a full cost environment, and we went to Congress and said, can we get the leverage and the ability to do that? So it's soup to nuts. No idea is not entertained or thought of or worked through.
Let me bring you back down to earth. Could you describe to us the four mission directorates of NASA and their themes as described in the budget?
I'm not sure you're bringing me back down to earth, considering pretty much everything that we do has a relatively either in space or in the air. But I will start with aeronautics, which is probably relative to here on Earth. Research and development in the aeronautics is one of our first missions. And they're basically focusing on the technologies for safe, reliable, and efficient aviation services, which work with and partner with a lot of our airlines here in the U.S. and international area. And some of the things that they've actually been working on is like noise reduction and high-altitude unmanned vehicles. I think you probably saw some of our X-34 and X-33 projects, and we've had significant success with those actual projects out there. The other one, which starts heading in outer space, sorry, moving from Earth, is our science area. They carry out scientific exploration of the Earth, Moon, Mars, and beyond. They chart the best route for discovery and reap the benefits of Earth and space exploration for our society. Some of those examples are working that are taking place in that directorate are Mars and lunar robotic explorations, being able to use robotics on Earth or in the Moon or as we move out to Mars. As you know, we've had two successful orbiters that have landed, Spirit and Opportunity. And believe it or not, they are still producing. They're kind of like the Ever-Ready battery. They were supposed to die about 3 months ago, so I'm still paying for them.
CFO perspective.
Yeah, so we have the Ever-Ready battery in Spirit and Opportunity there on Mars, and they're still transmitting. And then, of course, we have the newest one, given our new vision, is the exploration systems. This is developing capabilities and supporting the research and technology that enable sustainable and affordable human and robotic exploration. How does this differ from science? It's the fact that this is the area that we're using to develop the new crew exploration vehicle. By 2010, we will have to retire our current fleet of orbiters, and we will have to have some new orbiter by which to travel into space, to go to the International Space Station, to return to the Moon, and then to move on to Mars. So that's what that area will be focused on. So we're using what we call spiral development. It's an acquisition term actually originated, I believe, over in the Department of Defense. They've actually done quite a few successful spiral developments. And we're using the same type of development process to develop the new crew exploration vehicle for NASA. And then the final one, which is currently supporting our current fleet of orbiters, which is space operation, which is fully engaged at this moment in return to flight, which is our first priority in the president's vision.
Thanks, Gwen. How does NASA's budget enable the new age of exploration and reaffirm the president's vision for space exploration?
Well, as a CFO of the agency, I really like that question. When the president unveiled his vision for space exploration, he gave us two key tenets. It needed to be credible and affordable. And those are the two things that my office in particular works with, but we also work very close hand-in-hand with the mission directorates and the center directors out at the NASA centers to ensure that we're doing that. And we've been rallying the troops at all levels, and like I said, some of the innovative things that have come up from the One NASA Leadership Workshops, the new innovations are actually cost-cutting and cost-sharing. And so, therefore, we're able to do something that is affordable and credible. And Sean O'Keefe, our former administrator, actually said that we needed to ensure that we promote a synergy across the agency that supports long-term exploration vision in a way that is sustainable and affordable. And many people within the organization, internally and externally, believe that it is true. And we're actually moving out towards that. But the great thing about having our new budget and our new vision is that it's incremental. We actually go, we pay as we go. We don't look for a big payload to start it out and then we may not be able to finish it. It's an incremental budget. We pay as we go. As this technology emerges, as we grow in the technology, we seek to get the additional funding and move forward in the process.
That's interesting. How is NASA doing with the President's management agenda? We'll ask Gwen Sykes, CFO of NASA, to take us through this when our conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.